The words of our scripture this morning come to us from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. I invite you now to hear these words. Verses 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. This week, as I was away on the trip that I had up to the northern part of the country, no civilization, just out in the middle of the woods, I mean nothing. A couple days we had some bad weather, and one afternoon I was walking across a big field, and it was just horribly cloudy. And it was raining a little bit, the clouds were horrible, wind was blowing about 30 miles per hour. And I just thought, you know what, man, this is just horrible weather. And then all these clouds and this darkness and this bad weather, it's just really not a good day. Well, the next morning that I woke up and went out and walking across the same field about 5 o'clock in the morning, it was just a beautiful starlit morning, a bright moon, beautiful stars as clear as it could be, and no wind anywhere and no rain. And I started thinking, I said, you know what? I mean, the clouds gave way to the stars. The clouds gave way to the stars. And as I thought about that sitting there that morning, the word trust came to mind about how in our own lives we have to have a great trust to know that those dark times or those cloudy times are going to give way to stars, that they're going to give way to not only clarity, but they're going to give way to something very beautiful, that the darkness can create or that the darkness can reveal something very beautiful if only we will take the time to trust and we will take the time to believe that it's going to happen. Now, I think what happens so much in our life is that we have a tendency to focus on the darkness. What's bad? Oh, this is bad in my life right now. This is not going to get any better. Or this momentary trouble, as the Bible calls it, that we're dealing with. Well, I don't see how it's going to give way to anything beautiful, and it's not going to. I don't see how it's going to reveal the glory that is yet to come. But just something as simple as a cloudy, rainy, windy day is a gift from God, and that if we trust in Him and acknowledge Him, then He's going to direct our paths, and He is going to reveal something much more beautiful. Now, with the children this morning, we talked about what that trust was. Myra had the trust to fall backward, that I would catch her. Now, when we think about our relationship with God, how often are we willing to fall backwards and know that our God is going to catch us? I mean, really, how often are we willing to trust that deeply to know that our God is going to get us through something that's just extremely difficult in our life? Think about the worst thing that you have ever experienced, the darkest time in your life that you have ever had. How easy was it for us to trust, knowing that there were going to be stars or something of beauty or something special revealed on the other side of that darkness? And there's so many cliche sayings about trust that we've all heard. There's so many confidence things that we can do about trust. I mean, in business, there are always the ropes course, the high ropes courses, and the confidence courses that we can do together to learn to trust in each other, to learn to trust in our teammates and in our coworkers. But, and that's all good, but the place that we need to trust most is in our relationship with God. Now think just for a minute about that word trust and think about what it means to you. What is a trusting relationship? How would you describe it? How would you describe a trusting relationship? How do you know when you can actually trust somebody, and how does it make you feel? What must happen for you to be able to trust without reservations? What must happen for you to be able to trust without reservations? What has to happen for you to be able to trust in God without reservations? I mean, the scripture that we can recite, trust in the Lord with all the heart and lean not in, into thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. I mean, we can recite that pretty easily. We can read that pretty easily. But how do we live that piece of scripture that we truly, fully, wholeheartedly, without reservations, have an unconditional trust in the Lord? That we can trust in him so much that no matter what darkness we experience, what cloudiness we encounter, that we can trust in the Lord. I think there are times in our lives where we can trust pretty easily in people and in circumstances, while at other times there are places that we have challenges trusting. And I think part of those challenges come from the fact of what we deal with in our world. Because for the most part, by and by, this world is a distrusting place. Because of the wounds that we've received, the places where we've been violated, the places we've been hurt, I think that we have a tendency to mistrust or to always demand that trust be earned. In days past, we wouldn't hesitate to stop on the road to help somebody who was broken down or had a flat tire. Now we worry, well, what harm is going to come us if we stop to help them? We wouldn't hesitate to give somebody $5 or $10 that had needs, that was standing there, will work for food or whatever else. But now we immediately say, well, are they going to go down to the liquor store and spend that? Are they going to go buy cigarettes? Or what are they going to do with that? Because we have become a distrusting community. And then, of course, we see people that are always out for their own personal gain. And we have worries about what that's going to mean. So if we reveal something in our if we reveal something that's personal to us, sometimes we worry about places to where that's going to come back and hurt us. And it might be relationships with family members. It might be relationships with friends. It might be relationships with doctors or clergy or any of these places where we worry about those places that is going to come back and be used to somebody else's advantage. But the thing that I submit to you this morning is that through trust, relationships grow stronger and create a greater atmosphere of comfort and safety. Through trust, relationships grow stronger. And the way that we take that to heart this morning is that through trust in our mighty God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that those relationships that we have can be stronger. And that we can live a life to where we're more quick to acknowledge the greatness of the Lord, leaning not into our own understanding, but letting Him direct our paths. Now, trusting in God and trusting in people, two very distinct things. Because when we're trusting in God, we're trusting in perfection. We're trusting in the One who created all things, sustained all things, created us in His image, and loved us so much that He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, that we might be forgiven of our sins and have a promise of everlasting life for those who believe. Trusting in people, of course, is trusting in imperfection. None of us are perfect. Now, we each were created by God in His image, but through the world and the things that have happened in the world, we're trusting in an imperfect thing. But the thing that we can always trust in, unconditionally and without reservation, is our God. Because our God created us for a purpose. Our God created us to be loved. Our God created us in His image. And our God loves us, not because we deserve it, but through His grace and mercy, He extends an unconditional love to us. But for human beings, we're careful about where we place our trust. And I think there are certain levels of trust that we're willing to share in certain circumstances that we're willing to trust in. Now, as we look at the people that sit to our right and our left and in front of us and behind us, I think there's a certain sense of comfort. Because we know everybody in here is here because they seek to grow deeper in their relationship with Christ. We're united as a body of Christ. We look around and we trust those who are with us because we know that we're here for a common purpose. In personal relationships like marriage, we develop routines based on the trust that we have for each other. We trust in our church and we trust in our families that others will do what they say they'll do, and that they'll pick up in places where there's a need. And in my previous life, something I used to be involved in with the SWAT team, we trusted in our team members to do what they had to do. And that you didn't worry about who was going to fall down on the job. You always, and the word that we always used or the phrase was, you react based on the person in front of you. You feed off the person in front of you. If I was making entry in the house, if one person went left, I went right. And I didn't worry about what was happening behind me, because I knew the person behind me and the person in front of me was going to take care of me. I couldn't try to look around and make sure they were taking care of me, because then I was going to not be focused on my area of responsibility. So in those bad situations, you've got to trust those people around you. And in that situation, I knew that a mistake by any one of those people could cost me my life. But we had an unconditional trust for each other in that circumstance. And it's the same thing, or even bigger, with God. That we can't worry about what's over here, because our God has our back. Our God will take care of us. Our God will deliver us from anything that we might experience. But we got to trust that He's going to do that. We have to pray, and you heard in our prayer this morning that we've heard the cliche, when all else fails, pray. Well, I think we've got that backwards. When all else fails, pray. That means that we're leaning into our own understanding, right? Lean not into thy own understanding, but trust in the Lord. So if we lean into our own understanding, we're trying all of our stuff first, and then we're praying. I submit to you that we should be praying first, that we can acknowledge the Lord. And acknowledge, as we acknowledge and trust in Him, then He will direct our paths, instead of us trying to do it ourselves. If we think of our lives in a spiritual perspective, it's easy to trust in the Lord. It's easy to say that we trust in the Lord. But applying that at times can be difficult. Well, brothers and sisters, none of us know what tomorrow holds. But we have to believe in what we have been told. And our God loved us so much, and loves us so much that He loves, shows an unconditional love. We have to believe that tomorrow will be better, because we've been promised that eternal life and glory for those who have accepted Christ. We have to know that. We have to know that our God hears our prayers when we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We have to know that our God will never leave us, never forsake us, and that nothing, not life, not death, not powers, not principalities, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Those are the things that we have to hold in our hearts. And as we hold those things in our heart, then we see that, and we believe those to be the truth, then we see that we can trust in those difficult situations. When the impossible presents to us, we can believe that something good is going to come from that. Whenever we see those cloudy days in our life, that eventually those stars are going to be revealed. And that where there is darkness, that there will be light. The proverb this morning tells us to trust with our whole heart, an unconditional trust in the Lord, and an unconditional trust in the One whose blood made us whole, an unconditional trust in the One who gives us eternal life. In Psalm 31, we're told, "But I trust in You, O Lord, I say, You are my God." And I found it helpful in difficult situations to remember that. I trust in You, O Lord. Why? Because You are my God. You are my God. Now, we get into trouble at times when we start to go against that scripture, if you will, and against the scripture that we hear from Proverbs. The trust that we have in the Lord, that divine trust, is something different. It's something that we can't fully explain. I can look at any one of you, and any one of you can look at me, and there are going to be places, circumstances, something, to where there might be some doubt there might be some question of trust. But this divine trust that we can have in our God is something that is just too great to explain. If we could fully explain it, it wouldn't be God. We have to trust unconditionally. Because if you think about it, I mean, where has God ever truly let us down? Now, there are going to be places to where we're going to say, God, why did you let this happen? But then we have to go back and remember, God doesn't cause bad things to happen. It's the world, it's choice, it's the freedoms, it's the right to make decisions. That's what's caused bad things to happen. So God doesn't cause the bad to happen. God doesn't cause those cloudy days. God doesn't cause that darkness. God gives you the light. He gives you the stars. He delivers you from those places of darkness. But our conflict that we experience is that when we think things have to be done in our way, in accordance with our will, in accordance with the world, rather than God's will. For example, we might pray that healing would be revealed, and we've got a very clear idea of what we think healing should be. God might have a different idea of what that healing would be. We might be praying for a broken relationship and what it would look like for that to be fixed. We might be praying for a different job and what it would look like for that to be fixed. We might be praying for something great to happen in our lives and having an exact way of how that's going to look, and God would have a different idea. You might be praying to win the lottery because you need some money and you need a new car and you need a new house and you got all these bills that need to be paid. Well, God might give you wealth and riches in a different way. So that's what we have to understand, is that when we have that complete, unconditional trust in God, then simply we're praying for God's will to be done, not our own. And if we continue to pray that our will would be done, then we're not showing that unconditional trust. We have to pray for the will of God to be done. And as we do that, we trust that the Lord will just do what's right and best in all situations, and that the answer that He gives us is the right answer. Not our answer, but it's the right answer. Because we have to understand that He, again, will direct our paths. We can go back through the Scriptures and see so many places to where the people in the Bible were called to trust. At points, they were called to... They showed trust, and at other times, they failed to trust. The Israelites, trusting God who appointed Moses to lead them out of Egypt, they had their ups and downs. At times, they trusted. At times, they didn't. We talked a few weeks ago about some of the places that they doubted. People doubted Noah with the ark. We see places where the disciples trusted completely. We see places where the disciples, the people closest to Christ, had questions. We see those places to where Paul doubted that God even existed or that God was a just God whenever he was Saul, but he was converted. And then we see how deeply he trusted even behind the walls of the prison. We see those places where Christians have been persecuted. And perhaps we say, how can you be a Christian with these bad things that are happening? How can I serve a God who allows bad things to happen? But again, remember, God does not. And in closing, I would remind you of the words of Jeremiah from chapter 17, verse 7. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. You see, we are called to trust unconditionally in a God who created, a God who sustains, and a God who loves. We've been called to trust from the earliest biblical times all the way up to today through a trusting relationship in our God. Through a trusting relationship in our God. Only then will we experience the fullness that we hear this morning. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body whenever we truly trust in the Lord. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.